Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:42, and that is Pacific Standard Time. And today is January 3rd, the first video audio commentary, or I guess audio video commentary, of the new year. And it has been an interesting day in here today for a number of reasons. One is that the dollar has been a little bit firmer. It had been a bit weaker in the week in between Christmas and New Year, but it firmed up a bit in here today. And that had a mixed performance on commodities. Having rallied in the early part of the session, oil prices pulled back really quite sharply. And we can see that very clearly on the daily chart, because there is a downside key day reversal where you can very clearly see that it went to a new recovery high, but then closed below the low, not just of yesterday's session, but of the lows of practically all of last week's trading. And that suggests that there is overhead supply. And of course, there is continued debate about just how committed OPEC is to reducing supply. And that is going to remain an open question. We know, and it is something that we've talked about in audios and videos last week, is that there is a very flat futures curve, which is consistent with producers hedging at today's levels, that they're more than willing to accept these levels for prices for their product, for prices going all the way out to the end of 2018. And that suggests that they are comfortable at these levels. If OPEC does in fact follow through with cuts to supply, then that would just further encourage additional supply from non-OPEC members. And of course, Russia has, at least in part, complied with the commitment by OPEC to cut, but certainly the USA has not. And it is US and indeed Canadian supply that now represents the swing producers in the global market, and that has in many respects defanged OPEC. And what we can anticipate is that oil is going to be a volatile market, and it is overbought in the short term. And if we get downside follow through tomorrow, that would raise the prospect of a failed upside break and potentially a retest of the lower side of its range, which is in the low 40s. So there is certainly some risk in a number of these in the oil price, but also in oil related shares. And when we look at, for example, some of the really high-flying oil producers, and of course Royal Dutch Shell is a majority producer of gas, but nonetheless it has soared over the last 6 weeks. It has done spectacularly well, and I don't think anybody could be blown off their stool with surprise if this experienced a little bit of mean reversion. And contrasting that, despite the fact that the dollar was a bit firmer in here today, gold prices were also a little bit steadier. This has been really quite an incredible decline, but what we have now seen is that over the last 2 weeks, this trading looks quite different to the very consistent decline that began following, well, really just in advance of the presidential election results in the USA. Now, obviously, it would have been better if gold had held onto the highs of the day, but it has been moving slowly but surely higher over the last 2 weeks. What we also saw was that less liquid markets in the precious metal sector were quite a bit firmer, though. So silver did, I think we could say that that was an upward dynamic, but of course it would have been better if it had held onto the all of the gain. And platinum, which has fallen from 1200 to very briefly trade below the, I think it is the 850 area. So let me just pull that up. So it is really down to the 875 area, in fact, almost there, and now back up to 940. But it hasn't quite yet broken the progression of lower rally highs, but it is looking increasingly likely that at least it will get back up towards the trend mean. And palladium, which had been the better performer in the sector, has found support in the region of the trend mean. It has held to this progression of higher reaction lows evident since January of last year, and this was a pretty impressive bounce. What we also saw was that the bounce in the gold shares actually started last week, and we had got some additional upside follow through in here today. Now, that is perhaps more encouraging is that we can clearly see on the daily chart that it has now broken the progression of lower rally highs, and that has been a swingeing pullback. There are a substantial number of shares that have also found support in the region of their trend means, and then there are others that have fallen much farther, much faster than the gold share index. Sibanye Gold down 70% from its peak last August, and now beginning to bounce. So there is, even if one continues to subscribe to a bear market environment, there is potential for a bounce in the at least to unwind the short-term oversold conditions. And I think it is at that point, following a reaction from an oversold condition, that we can start to ask questions whether anything has really changed. Is inflation in fact picking up, and is it outstripping the pace at which the Fed and other central banks are raising interest rates? That is certainly a bigger question. And what we are also seeing is that, for example, today in Germany, that inflation figures came in ahead of expectations. And of course, Germany is perhaps the country in Europe that is least in need of stimulus. And yet, because of the one-size-fits-all policy that you have for the Eurozone, it is getting extraordinarily low interest rates and a great deal of monetary stimulus, and it doesn't really need it. If we do get global growth picking up, then obviously that will be very beneficial for a big exporter like Germany, but of course it will also help to stoke inflation. And perhaps that is one of the reasons that Bunds were pulling back so strongly in here today, down almost 2 full points. That really puts paid to the short-term advance that we've had since the middle of November. When we look at it on the longer term, this is a clear, and if it holds, of course, the decline, excuse me, through the end of the week, this will be a downside weekly key reversal in the region of the trend mean. So it is perhaps worth looking at the yield. Obviously, German yields are very low for a good reason. The ECB keeps buying them. But when we look at this, there has been quite clear support found in the region of the trend mean, that it had broken up and now it has found support. What happens next is going to be the big question. Will it sustain a move above 50 basis points? If it can do that, we'll have an uptrend, because we will have had, this will be the third higher reaction low, and we'll have a higher high, and that is the very definition of an uptrend. So then we'd be looking for the region of a 25 basis points to hold following any further pullback, and there is the possibility that inflation is beginning to rear. That is certainly what the market is pricing in. And if that is indeed the case, then it should be bullish for gold, and not least because, quite different from oil, which has had a just about 100% advance from its low, gold has certainly not experienced 100% advance from its low last year. In fact, it has unwound the vast majority of its advance from last year, and now the big question is whether it is going to hold the recent lows. But that is looking perhaps increasingly likely. Now, obviously, if German inflation is picking up, that is good for stocks and the DAX index, and it is a total return index, and that does flatter it somewhat. But nonetheless, this has been an emphatic breakout, and it continues. The MDAX, which is the mid caps, is also doing very well and continuing to extend its breakout from what was almost a 2-year range. But this was a good day all around in Europe. The Italian index, and obviously there are still very big questions about the legality of Italy's bailout of its financial sector, and perhaps even bigger questions whether they have bailed them out enough. And yet, the more important point is that we are unlikely to be treated to another crisis, that the European administration is likely to do whatever they can and whatever is required to ensure their survival. So the Italian index has got all the way up to 20,000. And it wouldn't be too surprising, would it, that if it encountered some resistance in the region of 20,000. But it would be a sustained move below about 18,000 would really be required to question potential for this to continue to advance. And the Spanish index was also noteworthy in here today. It was up 76, and it is now breaking up and away from this range that really developed for just about all of 2015, and that was following a pretty stiff pullback in 2014. It is looking increasingly likely that the European stocks will do better this year. They are on a reasonably attractive valuation. The Euro Stoxx index is looking a lot like the DAX index, and when we look at it over the long term, then this is a very, very big range, and we are about halfway up and through it. And we know what effect monetary policy, extraordinary monetary policy, that is, has on stock prices. It doesn't do very much to foment inflation, but it does wonders at inflating asset prices. And that is still the policy that the ECB is following. And there are, of course, major political obstacles that represent potential headwinds for European stock markets this year. And that most particularly will be the French election in April and the German presidential election later in the year. In the meantime, this is an impressive breakout, and there is no sign yet that it has ended. And the FTSE is likely to be carried along and in exactly the same on the same wave. The Bank of England is obviously committed to doing whatever it can to support the economy, and the FTSE 100 is now breaking up to new highs. The and of course the you one would quite legitimately argue that the FTSE is very internationally oriented, so the FTSE 350 is, and I guess I should pull up the, sorry, the FTSE 250, which is the much more domestically oriented, is also doing better. It is back above the 18,000 level, and really a sustained move below the trend mean would be required to really question that this isn't going to continue to advance. The weakness of the pound is really quite beneficial to UK companies, not least in an export capacity. And this was also a good day for Australia. The index is continuing to power ahead. Obviously, now we do have this short-term overbought condition. There is, of course, a risk that we are going to get a pullback in consolidation. There was a risk, not just for Australia, but everywhere else, that we could have pulled back today. And with the presidential inauguration on January 20th, well, perhaps we rally all the way through to that event. So we have short-term overbought conditions, and they are continuing to be extended. When we look at the continuous commodity index, there is increasing evidence that it is finding support in the region of the trend mean, and that is despite the fact that oil pulled back so sharply in here today. What there was also news today that China's factories are humming once more, and that is helping to Put some support under the stock market, and it needed to find support in the region of 3200, and it is looking increasingly likely that that is indeed occurring. So when we look at Hong Kong, where we've had a really quite a big pullback, then it is in the region of the trend mean, and if it was going to find support, then this is where that needed to happen, and it is looking increasingly likely that that might in fact be occurring. The H share index is also bouncing from the region of the trend mean and that psychological 9,000 level, which represented resistance for the first half of last year. And elsewhere in Asia, it was the Korean financials that caught my eye when I was doing the click through this morning, because it is looking like they have found support in the region of the trend mean, but, and if my memory serves correctly, that was an upside key day reversal. So if we get upside follow through tomorrow, then that would it be additionally encouraging. And I think with that, there is perhaps the last thing to look at are the Asian currencies, because they are still going down. There is still this short-term oversold condition, but there is very little evidence that a low has been found really just yet. When we look at how strong the dollar is, then we know that this persistent decline is not going to last indefinitely, that it will eventually give way to a corrective environment, but it hasn't at least happened just yet. Certainly the turn of the year was a potential catalyst, and today's action would suggest that that is not yet the case. The presidential inauguration on January 20th could be an additional catalyst, and we will see what happens between now and then. Of course, if the market continues to advance, the risk of a pullback and consolidation will only grow in the next 3 weeks if it doesn't pull back before. And Nvidia, and I guess cards on the table, I opened to shorten it today, but it does look like this accelerated advance is over, and that it really this has been a much bigger pullback than we have seen in the course of the trend so far, and it is at least consolidating. So I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.